Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today going to be generally cloudy after a little light snow this morning. We will have a high of about 32 degrees. Around the area, Kenosha right now with some light snow is at 18, 16 in Burlington, Milwaukee 18, and in Racine it is 19 degrees. Everybody reporting still some light snow on top of what we had yesterday, which was about 1 to 2 inches of the light stuff. Some of the roads might be a little bit treacherous today because some of that stuff got packed down with everybody driving around, so do drive with caution, even go walking with caution on some of the sidewalks. Well, a week after being found in a snow bank, the 103-year-old statue of Abraham Lincoln, after some repairs from a vandalism, is back on its pedestal at State and Kane Streets in the city of Burlington, a ceremony held in the snow and for which more than 100 residents showed up. Historical Society President Dennis Tully said the news was shocking, but the response locally and around southeast Wisconsin was amazing.
Many volunteers and local businesses assisted in the cleanup and return of the statue. God bless the citizens of this great community, and again, thank you all for attending this ceremony, for showing your interest in the Burlington Lincoln statue.
Mayor Bob Miller said this act has pulled the people of Burlington once again to stand together to fix a wrong that has been done to us. As city workers pulled a blue tarp off the statue, one audience member stood out above the rest. In black stovetop hat and a beard, Nick Burr portraying President Lincoln.
Mr. President, how's it feel to be standing back up there again?
Feels good, right where I belong, thanks to the citizens of Burlington moving so quickly.
The Lincoln statue back where it belongs in Burlington, while a 22-year-old local man charged with upsetting the local residents will be back in court soon. Another Kenosha County park is closed as of today for the removal of ash trees. Fox River Park, including the hiking trail, the sledding hill, and the disc golf courses, all closed to the public while a logging crew safely removes ash trees from the complex. That's according to County Parks Director Jonathan Rudy. He says Petrifying Springs, meanwhile, will stay closed for the completion of a similar project that should be coming up this week. He says the same company that was hired to do the work, bringing in a second crew to start the work at Fox River Park. The ash trees being removed from Kenosha County's parks because of the emerald ash borer infestation. Last year here in Wisconsin, there were nearly 732,000 traffic convictions entered into driver's records, the result of citations issued by a variety of law enforcement agencies. Brad Babler with the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles says speeding again topping the list.
Accounting for about 23% of all citations issued by law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin. There were about 92,000 citations issued for driving between 11 and 19 miles per hour over the speed limit, and nearly 28,000 drivers were cited for driving 20 miles per hour or more over the legal speed limit.
He points out that those citations and convictions don't just disappear after time. They often catch up with drivers later on. After speeding as the number one conviction last year, the DOT says major offenses included operating while suspended, no insurance or no proof of insurance, and failing to wear a safety belt. Among the bottom of the list offenses, operating with multiple licenses, inefficient undercarriage clearance, and perjury. Smoke-free venues, almost the norm these days. Wasn't always that way a long time ago, where a lot more folks smoked and it was allowed just about everywhere, inside and out. This afternoon's lecture for the group Adventures in Lifelong Learning at the UW Parkside campus at 2 p.m. surrounds all the new products that can pose a danger for today's youngsters. Scheduled to speak, Joyce Erickson, coordinator of the Tri-County Tobacco-Free Coalition, which serves Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. That group is funded by a state grant to the Kenosha Division of Health. Adventures in Lifelong Learning, comprised of mostly retired persons, 55 and older, part of continuing education and community engagement at Parkside. There's more information online at uwp.edu or by giving them a call at 262-595-2793. And an increase in people overdosing on heroin, prompting a healthcare alert to the public in the La Crosse area. Emergency room personnel at Gunderson Health suspect drug dealers are mixing heroin with synthetic narcotics called fentanyl, creating a substance that's up to 100 times stronger than regular heroin. Dr. Chris Eberlein says it's becoming harder to keep overdose victims from dying, also recommending users at least reduce the dose they normally take. The Racine Traffic Commission agenda for this afternoon at City Hall includes a return of Alderman Sandy Widener's request from last year to relocate the digital speed indicator signs from a light pole on Ohio Street near Lockwood Park to Northwestern Avenue. That matter had been deferred back in December. Alderman Widener's request to amend a pair of ordinances allowing dogs on leashes in the city's two cemeteries, that is on the agenda for the Board of Cemetery Commissioners this afternoon, that meeting taking place in the City Hall Annex. Racine's Regency Mall on the far southwest side is taking on a slightly different look these days from when it first opened some 30 years ago, with four main anchor stores and many others in between. Boston store remains, but gone are the Sears, Penney's, and other bigger names in retailing, replacing those with new businesses, including a Planet Fitness next to the mall's southwest entrance.
We feel the use is not out of line, and Planet Fitness has actually been a successful model for locating in malls, strip centers, and things like that that are having problem keeping tenants and have been very successful in doing so.
City Development staffer Jill Johannick noting Planet Fitness is proposed as a 24/7 operation, which will mean security measures related to the rest of the mall will have to be in place. The conditional use for the business is up before the Common Council Wednesday night, delayed due to the primary tomorrow, though any signage for the business, that'll be a separate issue yet to be resolved. Kenosha City Council would normally be meeting this evening, but due to this being President's Day and tomorrow being the primary election, it will instead be meeting on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. One of the agenda items, a resolution in support of the Gateway Promise. That's a plan to help provide students with tuition-free education, along with a pledge of $5,000 to the Endowment Fund to assist those students. The Kenosha County Board meeting is also scheduled for Wednesday night. It's been moved back a day because of the primary election, which is coming up tomorrow. Private out-of-state companies, they would be allowed to buy municipal water systems in Wisconsin under a bill that's moving now through the state legislature. Amber Meyer Smith with Clean Wisconsin says this appears to have been written for the benefit of Pennsylvania's Aqua America, a company that's been buying up water systems all around the country.
There's some pretty mixed results with how they run those systems. North Carolina, Texas, Pennsylvania, Florida, they've all had issues either with the quality of water or with rates going up that have led them to question the relationship.
Republican sponsors of the bill cite a private company's ability to make system upgrades, which communities can't afford. Aqua America says all of its systems meet state and federal water standards, while its municipal water systems have lowered costs by an average of 24%. There are, by the way, 582 local water utilities here in Wisconsin. WRJN.com is our webpage and our newscaster there whenever you want. Just look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.